We begin now Perek Chet, Mishnah Aleph. Now this brought us, of course, to the din of Parach Kulo, because the last thing that we discussed in Perek Zayin was how to be Matayer Anega through Prichas Kuloi Lavan. So once we have that, let us begin in this Perek the dinim of HaPoreach. And this is the halach. Remember that the din of Poreach is only where it was Poreach after already have been Tamei, either literally Tamei, or at least Behezger. But if he presents originally, as we've seen many times before, if a person presents originally to the Kohen with a body covering, full body covering Nega, he will be about as Tamei as you can get, because the din of Pricha is only Pricha mitoch tuma. So haporeach min hatamei, at that point, is tahar. Now, if after that, even one of the 24 Evarim go back to looking normal, so you would say, oh, okay, so if it was one of the tips of Evarim, so then it shouldn't matter to us, because anyway, that area is not considered to be the shear of a kugris that would make it tummy in the beginning, because the coin can't see it all at once. Doesn't matter. The moment that even an area that was one of the chof dalad roshe evorim goes back to the normal skin, is nega is considered to be tummy again. So that means that whenever you have a nega, because a michyas basar chai in a nega only has to be the shear of an adasha, remember. So the truth over here is that this is considered to be an actual, the equivalent of basar chai. So like the Torah says, b'yom ha'ra'ot bo basar chai. The moment that you have any basar chai, at that point, it would be tummy. So it's even kadasha. We will not be matayer him until the baharat itself comes less than the shear of the baharat. Now, if the nega is poreach min hatahor, so somebody was originally considered to be tahor, presents to the kohen, or afterwards again presents to the kohen with something that covers his entire body, at that point he's tameh. Chozrubo Roshe Evarim. So now, the Roshe Evarim, at this point, if it was Tame, because this is basically the equivalent, if it had originally been seen and been Matayer, this is the equivalent of the ultimate Pision. And therefore, it will not, Pision will not go be considered to be Tor until the entire Pision is gone. Obviously, Chazrubo Roshe Evarim Tamei, some of the Mefarshim learned that this is just brought here because we had it in the Reisha, but it's not really telling us anything. Ad shetachzor baharto lekamot shehayta. It would have to go back to the original size, which takes away the entire pision, because a hafach kulo lavan obviously is the ultimate pision. And if it had not been mitoch tuma, then this is the pision, which is Tamei.